The U.S. job market is slowing down, not grinding to a halt, though. That is the message from a decidedly mixed report from the Labor Department today. It shows U.S. employers added more jobs in August than they did the month before, but not as many as forecasters had expected. NPR Scott Horsley is here with details. Hey, Scott.
Hi, Mary Louise.
Hey, so I know there have been all these questions leading up to this report. How healthy is the U.S. job market? Did we get answers today?
Yeah, not really. If you were looking for a clear signal about how strong the job market is, you'd probably come away a little bit disappointed today. The report is kind of a jumble. There are some encouraging signs. The unemployment rate ticked down a little bit between July and August, and the pace of hiring picked up. But there were also some less rosy elements. Job growth has definitely downshifted from where it was at the beginning of the year. Employers added 142,000 jobs in August. That's about 30% below the average of the previous 12 months. And revised figures show a good deal less hiring in June and July than initially reported. Federal Reserve Governor Chris Waller told an audience at Notre Dame today that today's report, along with some other jobs data released this week, suggests the labor market is slowing down, but not falling off a cliff.
On balance, the data we have received in the past 3 days indicates to me that the labor market is continuing to soften, but not deteriorate.
Waller says he is not projecting a recession. He thinks the economy still has enough momentum to keep growing so long as he and his colleagues at the Fed start to lower interest rates.
Okay, stay on that point a minute. Interest rates, because the Fed is expected to start cutting rates this month. How might today's jobs reports affect that?
Yeah, it's all but certain the Fed's going to start cutting interest rates when policymakers meet in less than 2 weeks. The big question has been, will they go with a modest rate cut of a quarter percentage point or a supersized cut of 0.5%? If today's report had been more definitive, it might have answered that question or at least moved the needle one way or the other. But instead, it was this sort of choose-your-own-adventure. Waller was noncommittal on how much he thinks the Fed should cut rates this month. For right now, he's keeping his options open.
I am open-minded about the size and pace of cuts, which will be based on what the data tell us about the evolution of the economy, and not on any preconceived notion of how and when the committee should act.
Now, however big this initial rate cut is, Waller says it probably won't be the last. The Fed has more meetings scheduled in November and December, so look for interest rates to probably fall further by the end of the year.
And Scott, how are the financial markets reacting to all this?
Like the report itself, the reaction's been kind of mixed. The stock market tumbled. The Dow fell more than 400 points. At first glance, investors were tilting towards betting on a larger rate cut in September. But as the day went on, those bets sort of drifted back in the direction of a smaller rate cut. Everybody's trying to parse these numbers in real time, and it's not easy. Waller, who scheduled this speech of his less than 3 hours after the jobs report came out, said he knew that might be a tricky juggling act. He joked that being a central banker is often more of an art than a science.
But we like to say that monetary policy must be nimble, so that means policymakers must be nimble also. Not Simone Biles nimble, but nimble.
For more than a year now, the Fed's kept interest rates at a very high level to bring inflation under control, and it's been pretty successful. Now the challenge is, can they stick the landing and hope it's a soft one so we avoid sending the economy and the job market into a ditch?
Be very nimble. Scott Horsley, thank you as ever, Scott.
You're welcome.